Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Owens. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hook moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Hook moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Hook. The throw to Owens covering the plate. The slide. Hook is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Fernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Cranepool moves to third. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Snider moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snider scores. Harkness moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. John Sitoris now pitching. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Harkness moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell is hit by the pitch. Harkness scores. Hickman moves to third. Coleman moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. Rose scores. One out. It's 5-2, Mets. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Mets. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Larry Brohait now playing third base. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for John Sitoris. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonder moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonder scores. It's 6-3, Mets. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenas moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Reds, 6, Mets, 6. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Domzani now pitching. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Coleman steals third. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Coleman scores. Burrotite moves to third. It's 7-6, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burrotite tags and scores. Fernandez tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-6, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-6, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Walters pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Walters reaches second base with a double. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Walters scores. It's 11-7, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness juggles the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Coleman scores. It's 11-8, Mets. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barat fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Post pinch hits for Domzani. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is hit by the pitch. Casco moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to third. Post moves to second. Larry Bernerth now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Rose reaches second base with a double. Casco scores. Post scores. Cardenas moves to third. It's 11-10, Mets. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Cardenas scores. Rose scores. It's 12-11, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Barat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Mets 11. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Walters now playing left field. Johnny Edwards now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Barat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Edwards to Cardenas and they have Coleman trapped. The throw over to Coleman, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Larry Barat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Mets 11. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bernerth, and towards Fernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. 1 out. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Coleman for a passed ball. Edwards moves to third. Worthington moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Mets 11. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Mets 11. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 12, and the Mets 11. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Al Moran pinch runs for Duke Snyder. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool moves to third. Moran moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool tags and scores. One out. It's Reds, 12, Mets, 12. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moran scores. There goes Harkness trying to get to third. Pinson throws the ball into Casco, who tags Harkness for the out. Coleman moves to second. two outs. It's 13-12, Mets. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Larry Burrait. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Larry Bierneth. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Reds 12. The Reds will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Cliff Cook now playing left field. Al Moran now playing third base. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-4 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Al Worthington. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stallard. Blasingame moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rose is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and Cincinnati Reds, 12. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.